96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. So you have an idea for your business. As a matter of fact, you have more than an idea. You actually have a plan. But getting a business off the ground almost always takes money before you can make money. So where does that money come from? How much do you really need? And what are the risks when you are looking to fund your dream of owning your own business? Well, those are just a few of the questions we're raising tonight, and we have answers too. My guests are Eugene Cornelius, Deputy Associate Administrator with the U.S. Small Business Administration, and Nicole Kober, small business owner and author of CEO of My Soul, The Self-Love Journey of a Small Business Owner. Popular topic, as always tonight, if you have a question or a comment about funding or starting your own business, we've got experience here at the table as well as information on the phone. So give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Nicole, good to see you again. Eugene, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Hey there, my friend. How you doing?
All right. Eugene, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Let's first talk about funding a business. A lot of people have dreams of funding a business or starting a business, I should say, and yet they don't think about the fact that they need money. And a lot of times they hit a wall. What do you recommend, Nicole, for someone who is trying to start a business and thinking about funding?
Well, you mentioned it, Harold. The first thing is have a plan. And I am such a fan of business plans because that gets your creative juices flowing. Not only, okay, how am I going to put together this day spa or this bakery, but what will it take? If you're going to rent a space, you need to know what your rent will be per month. If you are hiring people, what are the average salaries, et cetera? So writing those things down, having Excel spreadsheets, putting those projections together is an excellent start. Again, you know, most people know that when you're starting up, you're going to need some, and it depends on what type of business, right? So if you are just giving away your professional services, you're a consultant, you may not have a lot of as much overhead as, say, starting a storefront with a bakery or something. But banks are a traditional source, angel investors, crowdfunding. Those are different avenues. But most importantly, when you are starting up, those traditional service sources may not be as available as your own friends and family. They may invest in your dream. They may, the clearer your financials are when you're putting those projections out, those types of funding, your own personal credit, lines of credit, those are always sources that are accessible to you as a startup.
Eugene, you've been on the program before, and you often talk about some of the do's and don'ts that people make, the mistakes that they make, or the good things that they do when they come looking for small business loans. Kind of list some things that people should and should not do.
That is a very good thing. I agree, and I'm glad you have Nicole because she's a expert in this, and I love her book, and I love what you did with introducing it as having a business plan. A business plan not only talks about your ability to repay a loan and how much debt you can actually hold in your company, it also tells the bank where you're going with your company and the potential of revenue and potentials of markets that you would have. So what you may not have at day one, if they can see a trend or an analysis that they know 1 to 2 years down the road, this is a more profitable market-generating company, they would be more lenient into accepting a debt or a line of credit or something on your firm. What you should do with that business plan is know it backwards. Don't go out there and have someone do your business plan, and then you're not able to tell what's in your business plan. That business, you should know that business plan just like you know your business card. You should understand it and understand. You should also understand your competitiveness. Who's in the market with you? Who's your customers? Where are they, and how, and what is their source of income and disposable income, and why are they going to buy your product over someone else's product? Hmm. And some of that is in the business plan. But more importantly, you should not wait to the last minute or when you get that business plan to build a relationship with your bank. You should go and build a business relationship with your bank first. Most people go in with a business plan, and that's the only introduction to their company or to themselves that that banker has. And that relationship should be cultivated immediately.
I want to talk a little bit more about that, but I need to go to the phone lines. As I said, popular topic. Want to get as many phone calls in as we can. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about funding your small business, getting it off the ground the right way, the do's and don'ts. Rayford, calling from Arlington, yes. Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening. God bless you all.
Well, thank you.
I'm not a new business, but I am an existing property maintenance business certified in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. My major problem is I have existing customers, but my problem is as I'm rebuilding my personal credit and trying to establish business credit, I'm lacking the sources, the resources to get working capital and funding for my business because it's growing. And my problem every day is that every single dime has to be used for workers as well as personal bills. And that working capital, I'm falling short. And I gotta find some sources to help me with that. So I appreciate this conversation and what you're doing.
Well, let me see, Rayford, what our guests have to say about that. Yeah. Nicole, Rayford mentioned two things. He mentioned personal credit and business credit. What's the difference?
Very different. So your personal is, you know, your traditional ones, you know, the three credit bureaus. But when you establish a business, there is a company called Dun & Bradstreet. You start to establish as an entity your credit history based on what your business is borrowing and its ability to pay back. So when you're starting a business, it is very important where possible to get lines of credit within your business name and pay it back slowly but surely, Rayford. Your personal credit will not be the only way that you, the only kind of way you can build up your trust. Your business is a separate entity. One thing I would ask Rayford is he says he has a property management. I wonder, does he have any equipment?
Janitorial floor and property maintenance.
Great. So in that, there may be other types of business besides looking at your personal credit, types of loans. So like an equipment-backed loan, an accounts receivable loan. You mentioned that you are a certified business in D.C. Do you have a government contracts? And sometimes a lending entities will lend you money based on the fact that you may have a $250,000 contract
mm-hmm.
excuse me, with D.C. government. And they'll say, okay, well, that doesn't start for another 90 days, but we will give you, you know, $30,000, and then you will pay us back when that contract starts. So those are two, equipment loans, accounts receivables. Those are things other than your personal credit and your business credit that lending institutions can look at for existing businesses with contracts.
What do you think, real quick, Eugene, about what Rayford is asking?
I think Nicole hit it on the head. That's exactly what I would suggest to him. In addition to that, I would say he needs to see where he's doing business and who he's doing business with and go to his local economic development administrations or departments and see what's available to him. if he's doing business in a certain geographic that is advantageous to the city and they can use their GCBD funds under Section HUD Section 108.
Hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute. GC who? What? Section where?
Okay. So, for an example, based on what he's saying in the industry, if he is in an enterprise zone or he's in an area mm-hmm. where the local development agencies want to deal with high unemployment or low wages, and he's employing in that market, they may have financial tools available through their HUD funding through Section 108 that may be available for him that can give him revolving credit.
Okay.
And that revolving credit could be applied towards the working capital and the accounts receivable loans that you just heard Nicole talk about.
Okay.
So these are options that are available to him that can be rendered. And he mentioned, Nicole mentioned the government contract and the accounts receivable. That is very critical depending on what industry and what government services he's providing.
Okay. Well, Rayford, good luck to you. And by the way, for those who are interested in finding out more about the Small Business Administration, what's your website, Eugene?
It's sba.gov.
Real simple.
sba.gov.
Okay. And also to find out more about Nicole, your website, Nicole.
Absolutely. It's CJR Legal. And I do, because I have my dear friend Eugene on with us, as a part of my community service, giving back the things that I learned with my small business escapades over the years. I also am a mentor for an organization through affiliated with the SBA called SCORE, score.org. And let me tell you, it's an awesome organization for people, startups, and existing businesses to get more information about a small business loans, the topics we're talking about. What I find, because I did own a small business, but also working with the SBA, is sometimes the left hand and the right hand don't communicate. The resources that Eugene knows, like the back of his hand, that small business owner has no idea that those resources are there. So using organizations like the SBA and SCORE, having mentors offer free services every day of the week, you do not have to go this alone. You don't have to just, even though I'm enjoying talking for these few minutes, but we have mentors every day, all day. If you can't provide afford legal services, you can go to SCORE, the SBA, to get this information and not make those mistakes.
I need to take a break, but I want to let our listeners know that we are going to be taking your phone calls. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you have questions about starting your own business funding, where to find the money. We're also going to talk about building that bank relationship. How do you do that? We're going to talk about angel funding, crowdfunding. What is all of that? Where do you go to get money to start your business? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are going to continue to take phone calls even after 7:30. That also includes Mark calling from D.C. Mark, don't hang up. You will be able to hear the program. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a few seconds.